Hello, Jason Om with the top stories on ABC News. The federal government has indicated it'll try to extend the life of a coal-fired power station in New South Wales. AGL is planning to close the Liddell Power Station west of Newcastle in 2022, but the government is in talks with the company to extend its lifespan. The High Court is hearing arguments from two groups who are challenging the same-sex marriage postal survey. The federal government wants to use $122 million from the contingency fund to pay for the survey. Lawyers have today argued that the money the Commonwealth wants to use needs parliamentary approval. Three far-right nationalists who staged a mock beheading to protest against the building of a mosque in central Victoria have been found guilty of inciting serious contempt of Muslims. It's the first time anyone has been convicted for breaching Victoria's Racial and Religious Tolerance Act. And Australia has beaten Thailand in tonight's crucial Soccer World Cup qualifier in Melbourne. Tommy Urich scored for the Socceroos, with Thailand equalising 13 minutes later before Matthew Leckie's goal sealed the win. The Socceroos must now wait for the result of the game between Saudi Arabia and Japan to learn if they'll qualify. Those are the latest headlines from ABC News.